Black Sabbath here today on Radio Valencia. All Black Sabbath until 2 p.m. today on July 7th, 2025. Here on the Escape Velocity radio show. Black Sabbath had their last show this last Saturday, so it's all Black Sabbath. We heard a couple from Volume 4, FX and Supernaut, and then a couple from... other albums. Here's Wicked World from Black Sabbath from their first album. We'll be right back. Sabbath here on Radio Valencia all day today on the Escape Velocity with me, your host, David James Fraser. Yeah, we're just sending good vibes, positive energy out to Ozzy Osbourne and all involved in what is reported to be Black Sabbath's last ever concert. And I think I would believe him if I were you. So I'm just doing a deep dive into mostly the first 5 years of Sabbath. Well, I'm not sure if it's the first five, but up through, you know, say like 1970 to 1975. No disrespect to the Dio era, which is when I became familiar with Black Sabbath. I saw Black Sabbath. The only time I ever saw him was with Dio, and that's pretty rocking too. Well, no disrespect to the Ozzy solo stuff. I saw Ozzy when I was quite young, made a big impression, you know, kind of like in, at the insistence of a good friend of mine named Jim Holden. He was like, we have to go see Ozzy. It was with a guitar player at the time named Randy Rhodes, and it was loud, my friends, very loud. Also aggravated by the fact that the classic lineup of Motorhead opened that show. And I have to tell you, in Seattle, in whatever year that was, 1980, 81, Motorhead didn't go down too well. Kind of surprising, right? Like, everybody loves them and embraces them now, but there was a time when they were just too mind-blowing for the dyed-in-the-wool headbangers at the time. Anyway, we're going to continue celebrating the music of Black Sabbath here today on the Escape Velocity. You know, sort of interesting. They have a lot of, I mean, there's just so much incredible songwriting, and not a few instrumentals. This one's called Rat Salad off of Paranoid. Enjoy. Yeah, Bill Ward, Black Sabbath. We'll be right back. Sabbath here on Radio Valencia, Wheels of Confusion and the Straightener from the Volume 4 album, Two Songs in One. That is a thing with this band, is it's like, I think that's part of why people do not get tired of listening to them. They are, they're almost, I guess you could say, operatic in some of their compositions with lots of movement. Many sides of this band. Quieter side playing right now. This is called Orchid off of Masters of Reality. Before that, two for song from Masters of Reality, also, we heard Rat Salad and Under the Sun / Everything Every Day Comes and Goes. Also, Rat Master of Reality. Master of Reality cuts. Anyway, today we are deep diving into Black Sabbath. It was their last show ever, this last Saturday. Lots of people showed up to pay tribute. Lots of tears of joy, lots of memories for this entity that really doesn't make sense on paper. Like, let's get together and, you know, create really heavy horror track sounding music and talk about difficult things, mental illness, and what happens when you die, and just the struggle that life can be sometimes, and yet also have lots of humor in the presentation of that, campiness, I mean, and the adoration of literally millions. So deep respect for Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, and all who supported and listened to that music. Going to move on with Cornucopia from Volume 4.
you. Now you wait your turn. You know there's no return. It was the bomb, Vietnam, Nepal, disillusioning. You push the needle in. From life you escape. Reality. We'll
head starts spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death and stars.
Sabbath here on Radio Valencia's Escape Velocity show. It's all Black Sabbath today. We've been running down a lot of music, sort of my, I guess, you know, dream set list if I ever had the chance to tell them what to play, which I will not, because they won't be playing anymore after Saturday, after last Saturday. That was their big blowout, highly emotional affair, and just lots of love. From all accounts, a great day and great send-off for a band and a man that have made a huge difference in the world of rock and roll, and bringing people together through some dark music. You know, it's really something when a million, you know, tens of millions of people show up to listen to something that, you know, isn't the happiest stuff. It's like taking the blues and taking it, like, I don't know, a couple of rungs even lower sometimes. Really beautiful lyrics, really, really beautiful arrangements, like incredible riffs, and just like heavy drumming. And may I also say, Ozzy Osbourne as a singer, really, really underrated. The phrasing and just his voice is, of course, iconic, but the man can belt it out. And we're lucky to share the planet with such legends. So moving on, we've got a few more minutes, 15 more minutes of the Escape Velocity here on July 7th, 2025. Moving on with Killing Yourself to Live off of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.